The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Achana for Tfilas Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaNeroim Hashem Zosai Tiftoch Shalom Avracha. We are about to start the Maimed of Shemoneh Esrei, which I'll describe as Oymid Lishnei HaMelech, standing in front of Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to get to this position, we have to make all those hachonas from the beginning of the day to position ourselves where we are and where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. We started with the Fashacha, recognizing that our bodies and our mitzvahs are all brought to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Special gifts from Him, each one perfectly designed for our physical, emotional, spiritual growth. Sitting to Zimra, we sang the songs and praises of David HaMelech, like we said in Baruch Shalom, that's what we're planning to do. To see the tremendous Hashgach Hashem has upon us every day of our lives. We're able to continue onwards. We had another day of life, another night went by and refreshed, at least to a certain degree. And waiting, looking forward to a day of Shabbat Shemaya, a day that we could focus on all the good that Hashem does for us, and have the pleasant life of those who do focus on the good, not on the bad. Then we got to the deeper level of the spiritual world, the Yisrael Ma'oyez, and the Avarava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving us the Torah. Kriyashana, Yachad Hashem, the only force in the world, which brings us to a high level of Ava, knowing He's the only one that we should be turning to, and the one who loves us so much. And then the actual Ma'isim of Ava that we have seen from Hashem, Kriyas Yamsuf, which because of them that we were picked from all the nations to have a special Hashgach of Hashem, that brings us to realize that we can stand in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem created the entire universe. The Him calls that He changed the laws of nature, this tiny planet Earth, special Klal Yisrael. That is an amazing message. That no matter how big the universe is, and the spiritual world are, we are distinct in Hashem's mind. Otherwise, what's He making tiny shifts in this tiny speck in the world to make go against the laws of nature? It's good to see. That's it. That's the proof that we have. So let the Yisrael say, I'm nothing. I'm insignificant. I'm so significant that Hashem changes the way you set up the universe just for me. And one last thing before we start the bracha itself is the words Hashem Tzvosai Tiftoch Ufi Yagati Losecho. After take a stop, you can't just go into Shemoneh Esrei, because if you do, then all the thoughts you have in the back of your mind take over and you have some quiet time to think about all the things never really went asada, whether it's your business or your personal interactions, or your plans, or your learning, even, all that is not tefillah. Tefillah is putting everything aside and standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Chazal say. A person has to be miyashiv daita before the dalas miyata oimid. That doesn't understand who you have to talk in front of. Doesn't shulchan aruch, you should imagine, like you're in the base of Mikdash, standing in front of Hashem. And Hashem is supposed to say tiftoch, that thing that puts us in that position. We know, we said, yes, you're not allowed to be mastic with anything between Geula and Tfilah. Even so, we do say Hashem, so I tipped off before we start the Shemoneh Esrei.
Kol HaLashon.
So this is a Tfilah Arichta. This is extension. It's like the possible for us to daven. What's so special about that pasuk? Makes me realize that I'm not doing anything by myself. I'm not in my own hands. Hashem gives me the ability to talk, I will talk. If not, I won't. I'm only forget about even talking. Suppose I tip to open my lips. If Hashem doesn't keep his yad shmai, that my muscles work, my lips remain closed. There are people that have paralysis. Could try to talk as much as he wants, but he can't open up his mouth. So my physical body, suppose I tip to fi yagin, then my mouth with the whole system, amazing system that Hashem set up, from that we are able to speak. Human beings are different than everybody else. We have the Kodesh Adibah, so we're putting words together and pronouncing them right, different than every other breed in the world. For what? That's what I'm doing right now. So basically, I'm making two introductions, putting myself in the right position. What am I doing over here? Number one is I recognize I'm totally in Hashem's hand. Can't even daven to you. Some person says, no, I'm davening to do. I pay my dues. You're not paying your dues. You need Hashem's Yad Ismael to make it possible for you to do whatever you're doing. You need Hashem's Fosat Tiktok. That's the Hashem I'm standing in front of. And I'm totally, totally in His hands. Even tefillah. That's something I'm giving Him. He's giving me the ability to do it for Him because He wants to give me Sarah for this. But He's making it possible. Not that I'm doing anything for any for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's number one, Tefillah Tiftach. The second half, Fi Yagid Tehillah Secha. I'm saying the Tehillah, the praises of Hashem. I'm transforming this Shmoneh Esrei not just as a vending machine. I have a shopping list and I'm sending to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Give me everything I want in my Torah. My primary part of Tefillah is Fi Yagid Tehillah Secha. I'm going to just sing and say, I'm going to say the praises of Hashem. Those are the first three brachas and the last three brachas. Even the rakoshas are a type of praise. So if the rakosha, the request that I'm making is just for myself, they're saying, Hashem, leave me alone, just give me what I want. And that's not tehillah secha. But it's another act that I recognize that I'm asking you, Hashem. I'm asking all these things because I realize you're the one who's giving it to me. Then the request itself is a type of praise to Hashem. So this shows my recognition of how everything I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now is the time already now to start being able to take advantage of this thing that Hashem, the Chazal set up. That's such a sensitive position of our tefillah between Gula and Shemar Esrei, and they felt it's impossible to go into Shemar Esrei without this pasuk. Otherwise, they want to put it in. Those are the two points that we said. Point number one is that everything that I have and everything I can do, I'm not doing anything for Hashem. It's everything He's giving me, even the movement of my lips. And number two is Shemar Esrei is the Sapir Tehillah Secha, to recognize the greatness of Hashem and with that make my request. And with that bring myself closer to Hashem. With that deepen a recognition of the greatness of Hashem. If Hashem we do that, Hashem for sure will answer our tefillahs. So that's what we're doing. Being Mishiachet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with His recognition, and our tefillah will also be a b'china of the Sapir Tehillah Secha. And if it's like that, and like we said, Hashem will reciprocate and give us more and more. You all have a wonderful day. So.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.